What's he doing here?
Oh, Anna, Lovelace. And there, Miss Lloyd laughs with him. Do they not know the predator in their midst? He is coming towards us. I will not speak to him. I will not.
Miss Howe? Charming Miss Howe.
Vilest of men. I abhor you from my soul. I abhor you, vilest, vilest creature.
You can call me nothing, my dear Miss Howe, so vile as I would call myself. I have been indeed the very vilest of men. I have behaved as a villain to the most excellent woman in the world.
You have indeed.
But Miss Howe, you will allow that a faulty person may see his errors, and when he does and owns them and repents, should he not be treated mercifully? A moment's audience, please, madam. For your dear friend's sake.
Listen to him, Anna, and then we'll be rid of him.
Indeed you shall, sir.
Speak, then.
I know Lady Betty. My cousin Charlotte and Lord M are engaged on my behalf with the dear lady. You must have heard from her by now. I hope you have. And will you be so good as to tell me if I have any hopes?
Let me tell you that you have broken her heart. You do not know the value of the lady you have injured. You do not deserve her, and she despises you as she ought.
Dear Miss Howe, please do not mingle your righteous anger with denunciations so severe. I must know my fate. I will go abroad if I find her resolute, but I hope she will give me leave to visit her, to hear my fate from her own mouth.
It would be the death of her to see you. She is frail and ill. You have made her so, sir. You have near destroyed her with your baseness and cruelty. All her family and friends made enemies. The house of iniquity you imprisoned her in, and her public arrest. She is ill and would rather die than have you, sir.
Miss Howe, your admonishments are good and right. I deserve no less. I know I am not worthy of her. But live in the one hope that she may yet, as a Christian, find compassion for a retrograde that admires her still and would marry her if she would have me. It is indeed the fondest hope and the heartfelt wish of all my family. She is my dearest life. This woman we both love. Without her, there is no life. Goodbye. And thank you for your frankness and your time, Miss Howe.
Farewell, Mr. Lovelace.
And may happiness always be yours.